The Russo-Iranian Wars are recognized as one of the most significant stages marking the entry of the Shiite clergy into the political arena. The central question of this study, conducted using a descriptive analytical method and based on library sources, is essentially this. What is the difference in the approach of Shiite clerics toward the Russo-Iranian Wars in the first versus the second phase? And how did their roles differ between these two periods? The findings of this research indicate that, fundamentally, the role of the clergy in the first phase of the Russo-Iranian Wars, which concluded with the Treaty of Golestan, 1813, was primarily theoretical and ideological, manifested through the issuance of fatwas and the composition of jihadist treatises. However, during the second phase, which culminated in the Treaty of Turkmenchay, 1828, their involvement was not limited to issuing fatwas. They also participated directly on the battlefield alongside the Iranian army.